Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Find us there by typing in the word Captain's America, all together, Captain with an S on the end, America, and you'll find us there. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the mountaintop up there north of Tampa, Florida, where she can see all that's going on, it's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And what's going on up there, pray tell?
Well, it's pretty quiet right at the moment.
I heard a big jet go over a little while ago, and they were going south, so I don't know where they were going. It sounded like a freighter, the way it rumbled going over the top of the building. But then again, it dawned on me, the president's coming to town today. I wonder if it was one of the C-17s.
I have no idea.
Okay, because it was a big jet that went over the building. Okay, now, I want to mention an NBC reporter. Normally I don't, but this one was just dumb enough with a comment she made that I'm going to get it out there. NBC News correspondent Yamichi Alcindor tried to use the news of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 infection to slam former President Donald Trump, but her attempt fell flat after Biden did exactly what she criticized Trump for doing. Now, she criticized Trump for going around and taking his mask off and being out in the people with the public and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, which is exactly what we saw Biden doing after he told us that he'd come down with COVID. Now, I've got a little short clip here of Biden, and I'm going to play it right now, and you can figure out for yourself what he's saying.
Even as the president isolates in the White House residence, he took part in three virtual meetings on Friday, including one with his economic team.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
The president's voice was scratchy, and he coughed several times during the 8 minutes covered by the press. His doctor said Mr. Biden's symptoms have improved after running a temperature of 99.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, they're also saying what's different about all this is that Donald Trump wound up in the hospital, and Biden hasn't. So they're trying to make it sound like Biden is a lot more fit than Trump is. I mean, it's amazing, the cat and mouse game here.
Well, we have to kind of go back to space and time. You know, at the time that this happened to Trump, we didn't have the mall colonials. We didn't, you know, I'm not sure that we were using some of the prophylactics, the
nope.
drugs that we're using today.
Nope.
So, yeah, people tend to forget. But whatever.
All right, hold on. We got a caller. Let's see what this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. My name's Anthony. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hi, Anthony.
Let me put out this. Rush Limbaugh blew a hole in the leftist ideologies, and we need to take a hold of that mindset and go forward. Look, 2016, the liberal left were really packed and ready to go because they saw Trump as a threat, and they were rallying. They were getting all their ammo together. All the dysfunctionals were coming together, and it's happened. You see it in 2020, 2021. They came all out of the closet, full force against anything that Trump had laid out to benefit this country. We can't be blindsided. We can't get tripped up. Drop the secular media, and that includes Fox affiliates. They're deceptive, disingenuous, and divisive. Hook up to outlets that are pure and logical. Your station for your program. We got multiple guys on Salem Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Latch on to those guys and those women. Don't get blindsided. Stay focused. Because this country cannot take another leftist in office. We cannot do it. We need to fight. Go fight and stand your ground, and let's go. Let's deliver.
Great, great call, Anthony. Thanks very much for your comment.
God bless, guys.
Thank you. All right. And go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, I was actually thinking kind of almost the same line as what Anthony just said. You know, we can dislike Trump for a lot of reasons, but what Trump did for the country, it was exceptional. And the converse of that is what the left, what we have learned about the left, the far extremes on all fronts, whether it be CRT, whether it be throwing race at everything, whether it's education, whether it's climate change, whether it's border, whether it's Supreme Court justices and whatnot, we have come to learn that there's virtually no limit to the money, their army, and their tactics. And you know, this country can sustain an awful lot, but, you know, I remember going all the way back to Afghanistan when in a congressional hearing they said the Taliban's in the building. The Taliban's in the building.
Inside yes, our wire. Indeed they are. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Weekend edition, Denise Simon. We'll be back in a minute.
Let's celebrate. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And, of course, we are talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And something to remind everybody of, this portion of my discussion with Denise is brought to you by Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, which has been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. But you can go there, and you can see what it would cost to get the insurance for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all that there. But where you'll really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, whichever it is that you're living in, with your automobile insurance. Then you will see how much money you're going to save, and it's going to be a lot. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out from the website or find out from an agent that's over there and take it away. Save yourself a bunch of money. Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our phone lines loaded up again. Let's go to, I believe this is Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'll make it very quick. Hey, Denise, I want to run this by you and the American people. You know, Denise, we are learning that the Department of Defense warned government officials not to purchase Chinese-made drones. Instead, these government officials who okayed this is in the pockets of China, who is laughing to the bank. Now, the warning comes down the line from the Defense Department that these drones are spying on American positions, and the images are sent back to Beijing, China. America, I am convinced hundreds of thousands of our government officials are working with China to destroy our way of life. You know what I call them? I call them turncoats at every turn. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
He has a lot of foundation in what he's talking about.
It goes beyond the drones. We have security cameras in major cities, especially Washington, D.C., that are Chinese. We have the TikTok app, which is going back to the Trump administration. He wanted to eliminate it completely from the United States. They wouldn't do that. Now, all of a sudden, they're thinking maybe he was right, but they won't say that. Then you've got the cell phones that are associated with Huawei. We have no idea how infected we are with the Chinese Communist Party. We have no idea. And I'd like to remind everybody that at the end of the Trump administration, Trump closed down the Chinese embassy in Houston. He shuttered it and threw those people out. Now, why did that happen? That got about 10 minutes worth of airtime because it was a spying operation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Where were the people? Where were the Democrats? You didn't hear one word, not one word. So yeah, we are completely. I said it a few minutes ago. The Taliban's in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
All right, let's go to Bagabin Bob. Bagabin Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. Since they've got so much fentanyl coming across the border in Texas, and basically this is a health threat to the students in Texas, not to mention the rest of the country, can the governor call a medical emergency and under Title 42 block all the immigration across the Texas border? And the second thing I wanted to ask about, real quickie, is there any chances of Michelle Obama running in 24? All right, that's it, Captain.
I'm hearing every day Michelle Obama's going to run.
I have been arguing here lately that, and I've got a very good friend who is, well, that's very into, he's a former DIA special agent, I mean DEA, and I would argue that fentanyl ought to be classified not inside Title 42, because it is actually more lethal than COVID. But I can't seem to get anybody to pay attention to that one. And I reminded my friend who's been on TV a lot, maybe try another argument. Because Saddam Hussein used gas to kill about 100,000 Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
And the world leaders, condemned all that. They went absolutely nuts. And it's a historical thing that Saddam Hussein killed his own people, if you could call it, in his country. But that's what's happening here with fentanyl. 100,000 people a year. Where are the people in this White House? Where is DHS? Where are the Democrats? Fentanyl should be classified just as lethal as anthrax. It is a weapon of mass destruction. It is a poison.
Mm-hmm.
And we are under a government that is allowing this poison to happen.
Now, I got an email that just popped in here from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. And he's saying, Captain, shame on our justice system in letting former Obama regime Attorney General Eric Holder walk away free. And the first conservative and Trump associate to come along gets charged and sentenced. Yet former Judge Napolitano said the same thing as Denise a few moments ago, that Bannon should have shown up and pleaded the fifth.
Yep. I'm kind of repeating it. Yep.
It would have worked a lot better that way. Okay. Let me drift on down here to something a little bit different. The 2022 midterm elections are now 108 days away, and House Republicans have increased their lead to some 10 points in their bid to recapture control of the Congress. Now, just like we've been talking about with cabinet members, when people vote people into Congress, they had better make damn sure they've done the vetting and that they're the right people they want for the job.
because there's a lot of people that go to Congress, and suddenly they're not the same people you elected.
No question about that one.
Yep.
You know, I got my ballot the other day in the mail because of these local races.
Right.
You know, there's school board, and then there's two judges on there, and, you know, a couple other things. And, you know, I don't pay attention like I should in school board for obvious reasons. It's just not one of my bigger things. But, you know, it took me almost 2 hours to go through all the names, to research all these people, and decide who to vote for. Who else spends... Well, let me say it this way. Does the average voter take a look at the ballot and really spend 2 hours?
No.
And there was only probably like, you know, six places I needed to vote.
Nope, they don't. Mm-mm.
Therein lies the problem.
Yep. They'll come around to the neighbors and say, hey, who's this guy? Who's this girl?
They won't even do that. They won't even do that. They might turn around and say, should I vote for this person or vote for that person? They don't even know what a school board is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen, too. Mm-hmm.
I just got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we don't, you know, what was it? I give you a republic if you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's bothering to put through the effort to keep this thing. You know, nobody. How many people that were complicit in all things Russiagate, how many people are working now today on the payroll in the Biden administration?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that one.
Well, what kills me is we have Republicans out there that talk about running in a democracy.
Well, we have a democratic form of... we are a republic.
Right.
But it is a democratic form of government.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, everything is, you know, separation of church and state, that's a made-up term. Assault weapons, that's a made-up term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got them all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and by the way, congratulations to Manatee Technical College through the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund. They got $430,000 to continue their great work down there in Manatee County. So kudos to them. That's, of course, teaching people how to actually become a tradesman. All right, I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes. FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump
and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our weekend edition of our military and veterans news, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. A very high-paying and in-demand job. Don't forget, NAA.edu. There's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to be an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the second one is up there in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, Concord, Massachusetts is located just outside the city limits of Boston. And it gives you a unique difference between cityan and countryan, so to speak. But just like anything else, it's a major city that you'd be going to school in. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then when you do that, give them a call by calling the following number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, if you want to go to both campuses and check them out, you're welcome to do that too. But whatever you do, until you go and see and talk to the students, talk to the instructors, talk to the money people that are there, the admissions people, as to what's involved and what you can and can't apply for, either as a veteran with your GI Bill, which, by the way, if you haven't used it and you want to go to school, it will be covered 100%. And then again, of course, you've got your regular student loan, so you can figure out what all that's about and get the right answers from the right people. 800-659-2080 on the phone number. Now, the former national security staff, about 100 of them, to Donald Trump's administration, are blasting Donald Trump's actions on January 6th as harmful to democracy. Now, here we go again with this democracy thing. Harmful to democracy. First of all, we are not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. So they got that wrong. And only a communist would want to put it out that way, and that's the way they describe things. Now, President Donald Trump's decision to ignore defense officials and encourage rioters during the attack on the Capitol back on January the 6th, 2021, undermined both his standing as commander-in-chief and American democracy, so say former administration officials who have all testified in the January 6th brouhaha that's going on. Now, this story is in Military Times, which is surprising to me because Military Times normally doesn't put things out there that are anti-Trump or anti-government or anti-anything. But they have in this case. So it makes you wonder what their agenda is here. Might want to check it out. Now, also the Marines, and from the Marine Corps Times, the Marines have paused their amphibious combat vehicle waterborne operations following a rollover in California in the high surf. Marines aboard two ACVs were able to evacuate and no injuries were reported after a very dangerous situation happened to one of their amphibious combat vehicles that actually rolled over in the water in the high surf. Now, sailors who've been waiting for months for separation orders, with their bills growing, when their lives basically put on hold. It took the Navy 123 days to get Christopher Atkins his separation orders, while he waited for the paperwork that affirmed what both he and the Navy already knew, that his service was over, his life was put on hold, and thousands of dollars in expenses piled up because he didn't have any checks to pay them with. Thank you very much, U.S. Navy. Now, that's unacceptable by any means of the imagination. That is just unacceptable. By the way, the top Air Force general in the Middle East warned on Thursday that Iran-backed militias could resume attacks in the region against the United States and allies as tensions are rising there. Assaults could also lead to a new Middle East escalation. Certainly hope not, but there's all kinds of signs of it right now. And the Air Force's brand-new nuclear bomb program is about to be audited by the military watchdog. Now, the Air Force plans to fly the new B-61 bomb on the F-35A and other fighter and bomber jets. That could be interesting. Something we've not done before. That could be interesting. Let's not forget that the U.S. Army's floating equipment stockpile in the Pacific is getting its first test. The U.S. Army's floating equipment stockpile in the Indo-Pacific Theater was put to test for the first time in exercises in the Philippines, revealing the changing nature of how the service's pre-positioned stock is used, according to Brigadier General J. Bartholomew's. And the general was very upfront with what was going on there. Okay. I'm getting comments here in the chat room. Eric in East Seminole. Oh, East Tennessee, sorry. I'm so used to saying it, Eric, sorry. Good morning. Democracy is indispensable to socialism. Vladimir Lenin. That's true. That's true. I think that's kind of what I just said. Very true. Yep. They try to play it out as democracy. That's the socialism. That's the communists doing the talking. By the way, NATO training in Germany is spotlighting the reactivated U.S. Army Artillery Command. The Wiesbaden-based 56th Artillery Command, which went back online in November of 2021, was put in charge of Operation Dynamic Front, an annual NATO drill. And they did very, very well. Kudos to them. South Korea and the United States are going to resume major field training during combined military drills that are coming up. Seoul's defense minister said on Friday that as they work to curb North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile programs, there will be more joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea. Now, the Ukraine says the Air Force needs Western fighter jets, and the U.S. is preparing to help. They are moving much closer to training these Ukrainian pilots and putting them in some of our older jets, including, believe it or not, they could be in the Warthog for close-in air support, one of the best in the world. We'll see if that holds up, too. Russia's military is likely to start some sort of operational pause and some kind of delay in Ukraine for the next few coming weeks as they once again build up their assets as to what they're going to be doing. We'll see. But Russia is definitely getting ready to widen their scope on things in the Ukraine, not narrow. And Ukraine, all of a sudden, is making the case that they can win the war as Ukraine employs new long-range rocket systems. Kiev is telling the world it can defeat Russian forces, but it's unclear what a win would look like on their part. Well, we'll let you know. We'll figure it out. We're coming back. Final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up. I'm going to get up on my soapbox and say a few things that need to be said. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140. Chris
Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Chris Markowski, and many of you will hear his Watchdog on Wall Street program coming up on many of my affiliates right after this show is over, and Chris and I go back over 20 years. He's a very good friend and a very good person to talk to if you need some help with the market and maybe some investment moves. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. I was up yesterday in Newport Richey. Hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan, the flagship store in Newport Richey, asking me to stop on by and shake the hands of someone that came down to buy a car from one of the affiliates somewhere outside the area. And yesterday was one of the days where an individual came down from Atlanta, bought a Nissan Titan truck, and I went up, I shook his hand, his name was Danny, and said hello to him, thanked him for listening to the program, and chatted with him for about 20 or 30 minutes before I came back down to the radio station. But it's always a privilege and a pleasure, and Danny, I know you're going to love that Titan. That was a beautiful truck. You did a good job, and little one, Elizabeth, you did a good job selling them the vehicle. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, North Georgia, up and down the East Coast, all of Florida, Tampa Bay, down in South Florida, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, I believe it's because Moss Nissan's policies and the way they treat people are just something that a lot of people want to be a part of. First of all, they do whatever it takes to make you happy, because their theory is they want to be the best in the country so that you remember them wherever and however you travel. Now, with that being said, we also want you to know that Moss Nissan has a whole bunch of dealerships. Now, they've got three so far, and they're about to add a fourth in a very strategic location. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But a dealership in Crystal River, which is the furthest north, a dealership, flagship station, a store, right there in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Beautiful store. You'll know when you see it. It's got a huge American flag up in the air. And then Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But coming soon, will be the all-new Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. And you'll see it. It'll have, again, one of those big flagpoles up in the air and all that. You'll be able to spot it long before you get there. And that's going to be a great store. And I will be up there, certainly, for the grand opening. We're going to do a broadcast up there. And I'll be coming back on a fairly frequent basis, too, to stop by and say howdy, howdy, and shake some hands and give away a bunch of free radio stuff. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride. Find out what it's worth. You're going to be surprised at what they might offer you, especially if it's a vehicle in good shape. You're going to be surprised what they're going to give you. It's going to be more than what the book value says on it. I guarantee you that one. And don't forget, if you're active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or a church pastor, you get a great offer to you. That's the You Serve, You Save program. Also, don't forget, there are many, many miles of Moss Care, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, plus tire rotations. That'll save you a bunch of grief. So check them out. Their website is mossfamilyautomotive.com or mossnissan.com. Either one will get you there. You get a chance to see everything that they stand for. And again, it's all about America. It's all about taking care of you, the customer, and making you feel just like you should feel. The customer is king at Moss Nissan. The customer is king at Moss Nissan. Okay. Got a little something to say about the Democrats. I'm just so sick and tired of hearing some of the illustrations out there. And if you want to hear a Democrat or someone that doesn't realize they're a Democrat, let them explain to you about the democracy we have here in America. And then remind them that this is not a democracy. It is a constitutional republic. That's what this country was set up to be. You don't believe me? Go read those little important documents that are out there, like the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. Go read those. The Bill of Rights. Go read those. See what they have to say. Now, the Democrats like to portray themselves as compassionate defenders of democracy, civil rights, and the little people. In reality, folks, they're far from it. Their history tells a bitter tale of racism, oppression, violence, and death. And let's get beyond the hype, the puff, and the lies about this. Democrats, as their namesake declares, are big on democracy. That may sound nice, but we're not a democracy. We never have been. We are a constitutional republic. Hence, Republicans. By definition, democracy is mob rule. The founders were very concerned that minorities of other political thought not be represented, not ignored, unless, of course, the other political thought was of insurrection. Now, the 4S doctrine is something you heard me talk about, and I've been getting that from a lot of people that heard what I said here. Some historians like to use the 4S words, or what I call the 4S doctrine, in assessing the Democratic Party through the centuries. These four principles were bitterly fought for by the Democrats, with each in its own time being defunded to the death. Now, they are slavery, secession, segregation, and socialism, which we're in the middle of a fight right now for our country. The Democrats want to go socialist. We, the people, don't want to. Now, the Democratic Party began in earnest with the election of Andrew Jackson, the man of the people, back in 1828. A lot of people don't know that. Their problem was one of limited government and individual rights, including maintaining and advancing into new states the institution of slavery. The peculiar institution was a ban on whites as well as blacks, affording cheap labor for the upper class elites, leaving many whites out of the job market. Now, Jackson was not above ethnic cleansing as he supported the Indian Removal Act, which forced indigenous people to leave their homeland. It was called the Trail of Tears. It occurred over 20 years, killed thousands of Native Americans. National Republicans, a precursor to the Republican Party known as the Whig Party, opposed it, including Davy Crockett. Now, between 1830 and 1860, much debate on slavery, especially in the new territories. Southern Democrats saw it as a slave or territorial issue where the central government had no authority, and as a property issue with the right to transfer their property anywhere they so choose. The fundamentalists in the Constitution decided that other people could take other people's property just by transferring from one state to another. Now, back in the 60s, which is what everything is precipitated on today, President Lyndon Johnson decided to keep the blacks quiet. And he said, let's have those blacks vote Democrat for 200 years. They'll get pretty uppity these days, and that's a problem for us. We got to give them a little something, just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. So they did. Welfare. Welfare started in the middle 60s. Now, what that managed to do was it managed to destroy the black family and made them dependent on the government, and that was the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end. But they're coming back. They're coming back. We all realize what's going on now. And it's not going to happen this time around. Tell you that. All right. Another great week of shows. This is the weekend show. The one that started it all many years ago here on the radio. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning at 2 a.m. Have a great day. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.